Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Turmoil continues in the Ohio City caught up in the presidential election. The mayor asked former President Donald Trump to stay away, but CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports he's going anyway.
The former president said he's planning to visit Springfield, Ohio, the town rattled by his campaign's false claims about Haitian immigrants there stealing and eating pets.
You may never see me again, but that's okay. Gotta do what I gotta do. Whatever happened to Trump? Well, he never got out of Springfield.
The city's mayor gave himself emergency powers to deal with the ongoing turmoil, which has included more than 30 bomb threats.
In Letcher County, Kentucky, a judge was shot to death in his courthouse, and the sheriff is accused of killing him. WKTY-TV's Grayson Passmore.
Letcher County Sheriff Mickey Steins was charged with first-degree murder.
Preliminary investigation indicated that Letcher County Sheriff Mickey Sean Steins fired at District Judge Kevin Mullins following an argument inside the courthouse.
54-year-old Mullins was pronounced dead on the scene. Trooper Matt Gayhart says 43-year-old Steins surrendered and was taken into custody without incident.
The Justice Department is investigating the Rankin County, Mississippi Sheriff's Department, whose officers tortured two black men. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
Six white former law enforcement officers pleaded guilty in 2023 to torturing two black men after breaking into a home without a warrant. The hours-long attack on Michael Corey Jenkins and Eddie Terrell Parker included beatings, repeated use of tasers, and assaults with a sex toy before one victim was shot in the mouth.
The strike against Boeing by 33,000 unionized machinists is now entering its second week in Oregon, and KOIN-TV's Joelle Joan reports there's no sign of any deal.
The Anderson Economic Group reporting the first week of the strike cost workers and shareholders $571 million. Boeing declined to comment on the strike but shared in a statement Monday. The message was clear that the tentative agreement we reached with IAM leadership was not acceptable to the members. We remain committed to resetting our relationship with our employees and the union.
As heard on MLB Network.
Shohei Ohtani starts the 50-50 club.
Shohei Ohtani becoming the first major league player to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in a season playing against the Miami Marlins. Falcons wide receiver Drake London has been penalized for pretending to shoot in the air, a violation of NFL rules. This was after catching a touchdown pass in Atlanta's 22-21 win in Philadelphia Monday night. It happened 2 days after four people were killed in a school in Georgia. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Friday is an important day in court for Robert F. Kennedy. He's trying to get off the Wisconsin ballot. The Elections Commission and previous courts have ruled that under state law, the only way for non-party candidates to be removed is to die. Friday, Kennedy's team and the Wisconsin Elections Commission will file briefs with their arguments in the 2nd District Court of Appeals. Kennedy is trying to get his name off the ballot so his supporters are more likely to vote for former President Donald Trump. In an act of bravery, a 12-year-old boy saved his dad from a bear attack here in Wisconsin. Ryan Bierman and his son Owen were up near Siren, a village in Burnett County. They were hunting and had shot the bear from a tree stand. When they went down to track it, the bear spotted Ryan and charged him. Thinking quickly, 12-year-old Owen grabbed his gun and shot the bear, killing it and saving his dad's life. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Jordan Love might be ready to play this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. It seems all anyone can focus on is the quarterback situation in Green Bay. Jordan Love was hurt in the season opener, but he might be available to play this Sunday. Love said he had a lot of thoughts when the injury happened.
You know, when it happened, it was very painful. I was telling people it was the most pain I've been in on the field. So, you know, just a lot of emotions, but definitely very painful and, you know, didn't know in the moment what might have happened, you know, what the injury actually was, how long I might be out. So it was definitely a scary moment.
If Love can't go, Malik Willis will get his second start. His former team, the Tennessee Titans, hosts the Packers Sunday at noon. The NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers lost Thursday 5-1 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. The loss puts the Brewers three games back of the National League's best record. Same two teams tonight in Milwaukee. Wisconsin basketball, both men's and women's, announced their conference schedules on Thursday. You can see them at uwbadgers.com. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, a few storms continuing in the overnight, some locally heavy rainfall, temperatures dropping to the lower 60s by daybreak. On Friday, morning clouds and fog, then we'll see sunny skies developing, highs close to the 80-degree mark. It's 66 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, the author and our colleague of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, an update on the Racing Sausage Lego set. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who prefers to travel by catapult, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin. How are you doing? Great to have you with us on this Thursday night in beautiful, is it muggy or is it me?
Armity.
Hey, it's about time you swab the deck, young Conrad, the lovable producer, Conrad.
It is muggy, though.
We have to explain that. It is National Talk Like a Pirate Day, and Conrad started us off there. I don't know if you guys knew what we were doing, if that came across, or if... We thought we were trying to do like an Irish brogue or Scottish, but that was talk like a pirate. We might break into it at any time tonight. I've never, you know what? This is embarrassing to say. I've never been a pirate.
Really?
I've never been on the hunt for booty, as you would understand. Yeah, no, it seems like kind of a fun life, though. I don't know.
My favorite snack is pirate's booty.
What is that again? That's just like the puffs, right?
Yeah, it's white cheddar puffs.
That feels like, I in a way, I don't mind eating cheddar puffs or like the Cheetos, the ones that seem baked, because I feel like that's a little more healthy.
I can't do Cheetos anymore. I don't know. I used to love Cheetos when I was younger, but now it's like... Anytime you touch them, you know, your hands get all
gross,
orange and...
Yeah.
And that's how it feels in your mouth, I feel like, too.
Yeah, I would... The pirate's booty is a less unsettling snack. It's a little smoother as puffs go. No argument there. Welcome to the show. We got a great show tonight. We got a lot to pack in here. It is Thursday, so we are doing our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35, and joining us to make said popcorn pick of the week, all the way from beautiful Peshtigo, Wisconsin, is Randy Klima. Randy owns Klima's Sequins Cheese and Gifts. It's right on Highway 41 between Marinette and Peshtigo. It's a great little shop, and they sell popcorn, they sell cheese, wine, moccasins. It's like one of those old-time gift shops that you remember going to when you were a kid and you'd stop with your family. It's just a great store. And every time you go in there, it's packed. The parking lot's always full. So I thought Randy would be great to help us make our popcorn pick of the week. So we'll do that at 6:35. He will be in studio for that. That's the nice thing when you use people from Peshtigo, Conrad. They're very nice people. They're willing to make the drive. So Randy will be here at 6:35. And then at 7:05, David Desimone joins us. David is the site director for the, the Black Point Estate. I almost said Black Point House. It's the Black Point Estate. He's the site director. That's in Lake Geneva. And we're going to talk about this really cool site. They have beautiful gardens. You have to get there by boat. It's in Lake Geneva, and it's one of 12 Wisconsin Historical Society sites. And David runs the site, and it's we're going to get into a little bit of Victorian spiritualism. Apparently, they host David hosts these nights in the mansion, where they sort of try to summon voices from the other side. And I thought this would be a good way to kind of kick off Halloween season. It's a little bit spooky, but that'll be a fun conversation. That's at 7:05 with David. Thank you to Rebecca Werner for setting that up at the Wisconsin Historical Society. And then Kristen Schaefer will be here at 7:35. Did you hear that inflection in my voice? I kind of said it like she's my old friend. And Kristen Schaefer's coming back.
Yeah.
I've never met her before today, but she was great to talk to on the phone, got tons of energy. She's down in Dodge County, and she's going to join us at 7:30 to tell us all about Fall Fest. If you're in the Madison area, Beaver Dam area, check it out. It sounds like a really just a fun time, and Kristen will be here to discuss that and, of course, tell us what she's watching on TV. So that is our show guest-wise. Three great guests. We've got Conrad working the board.
Aye.
Where can people, pirate or not, how can they watch Nightlight on the radio?
Well, if you want to go on YouTube, we're on Civic Media or WGBW. Or if you're on Twitter or X.
Love it.
Whatever you call it, WGBW or Civic Media.
Awesome. That's the way to do it, folks. Yeah. And let us know what you're thinking tonight. You can, as you know, we got great texts last night. When the Hendricks family was here, I love when people chime in and, like, I think it was your dad that said the thing about the K's, Carl with a K, yep. And he said how awesome the Hendricks were because they use K's almost as much as the Krieger family does. That's Conrad's family. This is National Talk Like a Pirate.
I...
that will never get old. Actually, it's already old. So we'll be doing that periodically, folks. So join us. Join us in our Pirate Talk. This is kind of a big week. Mary Tyler Moore, which was kind of a groundbreaking show, hit the airwaves this week. And she kind of became America's sweetheart, Mary Tyler Moore. It was a very funny show. She was funny. She was kind of the access character, though. But Mary Tyler Moore was very funny. You had Lou Grant. Ted Baxter, who to this day, Ted Knight is one of my favorite people to watch on screen in anything, whether it's Caddyshack, even Too Close for Comfort, Mary Tyler Moore, just a great actor. Lou Grant, Betty White. I mean, this show had an all-star cast. And if I didn't have such a busy day, I would have had a clip. I know that's no excuse, but we'll maybe find a clip for tomorrow night. Mary Tyler Moore, a treasure. She is... And she started, not only did she have a hit show, she started MTM. And I want to say that stands for, I don't know, Mary Tyler Moore Entertainment, probably, most likely. I didn't want to speculate. But she was groundbreaking. She had her own production company. They rolled out other shows. There were spinoffs like Rhoda. She lived a good life to the age of 81. She passed away in 2017. So that's... Mary Tyler Moore. I always liked it, too. When I first started dating my wife, people told me she looked like two people. They said Leslie Caron and Mary Tyler Moore. So I was like, okay, I'm dating someone who looks like two icons. That's kind of a good – that's validation, Conrad. Have you ever dated a girl that looked like someone and that you kind of, like, you know, you liked that?
I don't know. I never really made that connection.
Okay.
But I thought you were going to say when I started dating –
she is not one of my exes. I never dated Mary Tyler Moore. I did see her once at a hotel in Beverly Hills. I was going in to have coffee with someone in the lobby. And I did a quick take, like I looked to my left and the elevator doors were closing and there was Mary Tyler Moore. And this is not a shot in any way at her age or anything, but it was Mary Tyler Moore without makeup or putting herself together. And I saw John Voight like that once. Like he wasn't expecting to be seen or recognized. And Hollywood stars, when they go out to be seen, it takes work. Because even when they're 80, they can look great. But I was so thrilled because I looked and I'm like, oh my God, I just saw Mary Tyler Moore. I'm in the same proximity as Mary Tyler Moore. And that always gave me a kick. So... big day here, though. We've got Todd Michaels shared one of his documents. I just love these little factoids he finds. And it says, this is scary. It's also the feel-good story of the day. Todd put feel-good story of the day and then said, this is scary. When you remember, we haven't even gotten to the holidays yet. 2 in 5 Americans say they've hit peak stress for the year. 41% are more stressed out now than at any other point in 2024. The average person feels totally overwhelmed 156 times a year. That's almost half the year. Comes out to 2.5 once every 2.5 days, where people feel completely stressed out. Here are the top 10 things we are currently stressed about. Number one, you probably guessed it, money. Number two, Conrad, money is the number one thing we're stressed out about, just to let you know.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Number two, the economy. Basically, that's money again.
Same.
Three, yeah. $3. No, I'm kidding. Three is
pennies.
Our physical health, which that's crazy because we have much more access to well-being than you know who, Conrad? The Pirates.
They got the worst stuff
we're
on
not
that
getting
ship.
Scurvy or rickets or anything. But three is our physical health. Four is family. Family can stress us out. Five, our mental health. So we're stressed about being stressed. That's the worst. Is when you're like, oh my gosh, you're overthinking something. You're adding stress to something that's already part of a stressful situation. Number six, the election. Big stressor. We're very polarized. Regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, it's a very stressful time. Wondering who our next president will be. The news and everything happening around the world can stress us out. We hear bad news from Israel or the Ukraine or wherever. It's stressful when you hear about other human beings in harm's way or having a tough time. Work, you'd think that would be a little higher on the list.
Yeah.
But work is number eight. Huh. That's not even in your top 10, is it, Conrad? You love coming in here every day dealing with my BS. And then number nine, an unexpected life event. Those pop up from time to time, sure. And 10, your relationship. Interesting.
There's one on there that they didn't mention.
What would that be?
Fantasy football.
You think fantasy football should be in the top 10 of stressors? Oh my gosh, you're showing your age is what's happening right there. But all of this leads us to tonight's question here on Nightlight. What are you stressed out about? What stresses you out the most? Let us know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Let us know what stresses you out or what you're most stressed out about. It could be anything. Share anything. It's great when we share. I don't know. I think probably money is the big one.
I'd agree.
The holidays coming up. The holidays weren't on here. I guess that would fall under family.
If you're hosting.
Yeah.
I feel like then, yeah, it's definitely stressful. But if exactly. You're just leaving your house and driving there, you don't have to worry about anything.
Here's why. I can fit every stress thing into one thing. I have people over to watch a football game. My wife says, what are we serving? I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to order pizza. It's football. I don't want to have to worry about cooking a meal. So we get in an argument. Then my kids pick sides. It's a mess.
What about Swedish meatballs and Doritos?
I told Conrad my worst game day snack ever last night. We went to a friend's house, Doritos and meatballs. More on that next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tyler Moore. Keep that going. That's a great song. The show dropped 1972 this week. Mary Tyler Moore became America's sweetheart. Very funny show. Ted Knight, Lou Grant, Betty White, and Mary Tyler Moore. So there you go. Our question tonight, what stresses you out the most? What stresses you out the most? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And we will read your text on the radio. So there's some other shows that debuted this week. It's kind of a big week for 70s shows. I don't know what was going on back then where they felt like, you know, mid-September was the best time to launch a show. But The Waltons in 1971, very wholesome show about a family living on the prairie. I got to be honest, I've seen like two episodes of The Waltons. A very folksy show, kind of a nice nice feel-good show. Nothing, their conflicts were not anything too terrible. Just family getting along. Mork and Mindy, 1978, Robin Williams and Pam Dauber. A Happy Days spinoff, which launched the career of Robin Williams. So that was kind of cool. Goodfellas was released today. How did I miss that one, Conrad? Did you put that on the sheet?
I did, yes.
I got to find some clips for tomorrow. That's one of those movies I can't turn off.
It's a great flipping movie around.
Love me some Goodfellas. Birthdays, Jason Sudeikis is this week. We've got some Ted Lasso clips, and we've got Conrad's favorite show. Conrad is not, he's going to be suspiciously absent tomorrow. I think he's going back to Italy for a long weekend.
Yeah, just a couple days trip to Italy.
You got plans though, right? You're taking a mini trip.
Yeah, yep. Taking that 9-hour flight, spending half of the weekend just flying.
Okay.
And then, yeah, spending time in Italy.
It's worth it. If you love Italy that much, and I know you do. I know you love the gelato.
Well, it is pretty good.
It is a popcorn pick of the weeknight here at Nightlight at 6:35. Randy Klima from Klima's Sequins Cheese and Gifts will be here. Check out that store. It's a really cool little joint between Peshtigo and Marinette on Highway 41. Randy will help us make our popcorn pick of the week and talk about some of the cool things they sell in their store. That's coming up at 6:35. Right now, in honor of Conrad not being here tomorrow, and I don't mean that like it's a good thing because he'll be missed. I know that came out kind of strange. But his favorite show ever is How I Met Your Mother. And yes. It was released on this day in 2005. So share a clip with us, if you will, Conrad. Give us a taste of How I Met Your Mother.
So this is actually my favorite episode. It goes into four backstories on why Ted missed his flight. It goes really in-depth, but the best part of it is when Marshall is training for a marathon, the New York City Marathon, and he breaks his foot.
Okay.
And then this is what Barney says about training for the New York City Marathon.
Training for a marathon? What? You don't train for a marathon, you just run it.
You're kidding, right?
Not at all. I could run a marathon anytime I wanted to.
So like tomorrow, you think you could wake up, roll out of bed, and just run the New York City Marathon?
Absolutely.
Barney, we're talking about 42 kilometers.
Thanks, Canada. I'll take it from here. Barney, it's like 26 miles.
Here's how you run a marathon. Step one, you start running. There is no step two.
That makes sense to me.
Well,
I'm not running 26 miles to train for a 26-mile marathon. You put in the time, you go. After mile 8, you feel like you're dead and numb anyway, yeah. So you just keep going, right?
Yeah, I guess. But so
you'll never know, and neither will
I won't try it either.
I was in Chicago about 10 years ago, and the Chicago Marathon had just happened, and we were walking around Michigan Avenue, and these people, you know, you look at them, and it's like, I get why they want to do it, to say, I ran a marathon, and that's great. It's really cool to have said, to have done that. But they really were walking like they just fell out of an airplane. they can barely walk. Some of them, it was horrible. And I'm like, how long is that going to take to recover from? It's nuts.
Well, funny you say, because the next clip I have is something like that.
All right.
So Barney actually completes it, and he ran the whole time. And the crew went out to check it to see if he was actually doing it, because they put a tracker on him. And he was. And he finished. And when you finish the New York City Marathon, you get to ride the subway for free that day. And this is what happens. Oh, sweet. This is what happens.
All right.
Ted, it's Barney. Listen to me. I need you to come and pick me up on the subway.
What? What are you talking about?
I was sitting here, totally minding my own business. My legs don't work. I've already ridden the subway twice, end to end. I've seen where it turns around. Ted, you don't ever want to see where the subway turns around.
So, I couldn't, put the most of the clip in there because it's just very visual. But
okay,
he tries to stand up, and he just falls. Because his legs just don't work. So he tries to get Ted to pick him up. And Ted jumps the turns, like those turn things, you know?
Right.
And that's why he missed it, because he had a court date. So it's so many backstories to get to that one point.
That's great. There was a show years ago called Perfect Strangers. And it was Bronson Pinchot was one of the actors. And it was, you know, kind of a silly show. It was like one of my brother's favorite shows ever. And he showed me an episode once where the two of them work out for the first time, these two roommates, and they're trying to impress these girls. They have a date that night, and they go home and they fall asleep after like a 4-hour workout. You know how you feel after you work out? You feel like you can lift a car and it feels great. Well, they go home and they fall asleep, not realizing how sore they'll be when they wake up. And the one guy, his character is Mark Lynn Baker, was the actor, and you see him open his eyes and he goes, ow. Like his opening his eyes was like horrible enough. So
that's just a
reason not to work out.
That happened to me last week, actually.
You hurt yourself opening your eyes?
No, but I couldn't bend my arms because I spent too much time in the gym.
You know,
that's a good problem, though.
It is a good problem. And you do feel good. I'm on a 3-week hiatus from the gym because of traveling and doing all kinds of weird stuff. Yeah. It's not an excuse, but and pulling up floors, I figure like, oh, I'm getting a workout here, but I know when I go back to the gym, I'm going to feel it for like a week. All right. So it is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. That means it's our popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. And joining us will be Randy Klima from Klima's and Sequins Cheese and Gifts in Peshtigo on Highway 41. And guess what? They're in studio. That's how fun that's going to be. We've got him live. So he's here. He's trapped. He can't leave. Conrad, lock the doors. All right, we'll be right back after Civic Media's award-winning news with the Popcorn Pick of the Week on Nightlight with Peach Wubba.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. Former President Donald Trump says he's going to Springfield, Ohio, in turmoil over his false stories about immigrants eating people's pets. Mayor Rob Reed.
I implore everyone to move beyond the divisive rhetoric and instead work toward fostering unity, understanding, and respect among all citizens.
A judge in Letcher County, Kentucky, was shot to death. WKTY's Grayson Passmore.
Kentucky State Police say first responders found District Judge Kevin Mullins with multiple gunshot wounds inside the courthouse. First responders tried life-saving measures, but those were unsuccessful.
County Sheriff Sean Shines is charged with first-degree murder. A federal probe into a Mississippi Sheriff's Department where officers tortured two black men.
The Justice Department will investigate whether the Rankin County Sheriff's Department engaged in a pattern or practice of excessive force and whether it used racially discriminatory policing practices.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscan.
You can always continue the conversation on social media.
Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Department of Justice says Wisconsin has been included in the most recent wave of school threats. Over the last few days, there have been threats in Toma, in Brilliant, and other parts of the state. DOJ officials say when traced, sometimes these threats are coming all the way from other continents. Other times, there are actual students at these schools making the threats, even if they don't mean it. Authorities ask parents to talk to your kids about never threatening their classmates. And the Brewers are headed to the playoffs. They clinched the NL Central after the Cubs lost. Expectations were more muted going into the season, but now, manager Pat Murphy said they have an opportunity to do something special. This is the sixth time over the last seven seasons the Brewers earned a playoff berth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Looking for a new show to binge that will make you laugh heading into the weekend? Here are some Emmy winners worth taking a look at. Hacks took home Best Comedy and brought Jean Smart the Emmy for Best Actress and Best Comedy Writing. All three seasons are available on Max. If it's a drama you want, Shogun won 18 Emmys, including Best Actor, Actress, and Best Drama. There is a season two in the works. Happy viewing. Lady Gaga is having a very good year. The singer-actress plays opposite Joaquin Phoenix in Joker Folie à Deux. She had a chart topper with Bruno Mars and has a studio album coming out in October. She recently appeared on the podcast What's Next? The Future with Bill Gates and addressed rumors that people said she was a man early in her career. Gaga said when dealing with misinformation, her attitude is, I'm used to it, I'm a performer, and I think it's kind of funny. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, becoming sunny, a high near 79. Mostly clear tonight, 53. Sunshine and 82 for Saturday. Mostly cloudy Saturday night, lows in the mid-50s. 68 and showers on Sunday. 67 and showers on Monday.
It's 64 at our studios.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County Clerk's backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling. Oh, it's a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You got to go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, the lovable producer Conrad is being vague about his plans on his night off. But I will be joined by the awesomely talented Amanda Nimmer. And Terry Barr swings by on a bar band Friday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
It is Thursday night, ladies and gentlemen. Wherever you are listening from in the beautiful state of Wisconsin, we are broadcasting live from downtown Green Bay, and it is our Popcorn Pick of the Week tonight. And we're going to get to that in just a second. I've got to give a shout-out to the Civic Media engineers, Chris Casper, Drew, and Eric, who are here. And I love what they've done with the place, Conrad. I don't know about you, but...
Yeah, definitely.
It's disarray that I will take. They're adding so much cool stuff to our studio. So, as always, everywhere I go, that's where Chris is doing work. And when I do the show for Madison, when I'm there to do my PBS stuff, Chris is always there helping out. So, these guys are fantastic. So, thank you, guys. And also, on the text line, our question tonight is, what stresses you out the most? You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Paula, Conrad's mom checking in, says, looking for a job.
and job interviews.
Yeah.
Also going to the dentist. That's a big one. So I'm surprised that wasn't on the list. Thank you, Paula. Okay, so this is exciting. I've got two of my homeboys and his wife is here from Marinette. That's where I call home. And I'm joined in studio here tonight to help me make our popcorn pick of the week is the owner of Klima's Sequins Gifts and Cheese. Did I say that right, Randy?
Klima's Sequins Cheese and
Cheese
Gifts.
And Gifts. Perfect. I knew I got it right in the intro at the beginning of the
Not
show.
No problem.
Randy Klima, the owner, is here. This is very exciting, and it's so great that it worked out to have you here in person because it's so much more fun, I think, to have people in the studio. So we both live in the Marinette area, mm-hmm. kind of a nice little kept secret. We don't want too many people coming up there,
Correct.
You know. But how is that? How's it going? It was Sequins Cheese forever.
54 years.
Wow! And you bought it 2 years ago?
Year and a half.
What made you want to do that?
Well, 33 years been a commercial painting contractor, but I dabbled with real estate and had a couple different places here and there. Ran a few businesses, and my heart and soul has always been commercial painting.
Yeah.
Contracting, et cetera, buying up real estate. And all of a sudden, this place just fell in my lap. A gentleman visited me at my shop, said hi, stopped in. Hey, what are you doing? This and that. And I asked him, you know, what brought you here? He goes, I saw your truck and I stopped by and say hi. He goes, I was going down to my boss, do some work for him. And I said, well, who's your boss? He goes, Ron Sequins. And I said, oh, no kidding. I said, it's Sequins Cheese. He goes, yeah. He goes, yeah, I do a few things while I work for him part time, cut the cheese. So all of a sudden, we're there 15 minutes having coffee, and he says, hey, you know, I forgot to tell you. He says, you know, he's talking about selling the business. I said, you got to be kidding me. He goes, nope, he's going to retire and et cetera, et cetera. And he says, Ran, he said, the place does unbelievable numbers.
It sure seems like
And I said, no kidding. So I looked into it, and I didn't say nothing to nobody. I took a drive over there, 4 days, made the decision to buy it.
So it never even hit the market?
Wow. No sign out there. Didn't hit the market. I did hear through the grapevine in Marinette, a couple people were looking at it. One of them would have torn it down, put a dealership there.
Oh, God.
And the other one was looking at it as a property, you know, basically a property value purchase. So I thought, you know, good community, 54 years staple business.
It's not going anywhere. Yeah.
And I'll tell you, to be honest with you, I was only in that store one time in the 18 years I lived in Marinette. I came from Iron Mountain.
Okay.
Is where I started my painting business.
Right.
And I walked in that store a couple times, and I acted like a customer and looked around and went, man, I am really going to make something of this place. Not saying it wasn't awesome.
Right.
But I'm kind of one of these guys that like to grab things and flip them and change them. And it's kind of a game we've played in business that people say Randy Klimified it. Klimified.
Okay.
And I've had people say they Klimified my house and this and that. And when people found out that I purchased that, they went, that place is going to be Klimified. And it is a total flip from a year and a half ago.
No kidding. Total. So no regrets.
Not a bit.
That's fantastic.
Not a one.
If you haven't been by Sequins, Klima Sequins, it's like, it reminds me, Randy, of one of those old style gift shops that you pulled over when you were on a family vacation. There's lots of different stuff in there. There's
Absolutely.
T-shirts, moccasins, popcorn, candy, jellies, mustards. It's just like a great place. And the parking lot is always full.
Yes, sir.
So for you to get it with no competition.
Yeah.
Well done. Because I would imagine that would have gone like, I probably would have put a bid on, and I don't even know anything about.
Yeah. Yeah, I jumped into this actually with my eyes closed.
Yeah.
But you know what? Once a businessman, always a businessman. And you know what? What you touch, you turn into money, hopefully.
That's fantastic. So tell us what you sell there. For, like, I know, I think I told you on the phone earlier, I bought over the years, that was always a place.
Okay.
Before I lived in Marinette as an adult, whenever we would come to town, I would stop in there. I bought three pairs of moccasins there over the years, two for me. One pair that lasted 20 years, finally got a hole in them, and I replaced them, and then I bought a gift for someone else. So you go in with the moccasins, and you come out with the cheese, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we got anywhere from wind chimes to jewelry to the old-style men's Cromer hats and gloves. We have a good variety of ice cream. We sell cowboy boots for men and ladies. Just everything. People walk in there and they're just amazed with how much. There's 6,000 square feet of gifts.
Oh, no kidding.
There's ice cream, there's et cetera. And it's just good. We recently built the she shed for the ladies now to shop. We got a very big selection of yard spinners and yard art and pots. Okay. And just, it's fun. It's fun to be there. We're having a grand opening this weekend, finally.
Oh, really? Okay. And, tell us about that. And tell us how people can either become part of that, if there are tickets or if you just go.
No, actually, drive in. We're having hot dogs, hamburgers, brats. We got chips. We got pop. We got outside music. We got tents. All our footwear in the store, store-wide, 20% off. Moccasins, nice. Cowboy boots, slippers. We have our summer sandals. Everything 20% off. Everything in the she shed, 100%, 20% off. We're just kind of, we're going to unload a lot, and we're keeping the same gifts, the same ideas, the same trend.
Right.
But we just want to splash. We want people to stop in now and see the changes and just take it all in, I guess.
Take it all in. And I will say you guys have given it a makeover. And as much as I like the old store, it looks really slick now. Klima's Sequins Cheese and Gifts. It's on Highway 41 between Marinette and Peshego. You said earlier on the phone you get a lot of people stopping in there from like Chicago, Milwaukee. What about people that live closer, Fox Valley or even up north?
Yes.
Is that you get? Okay.
Yeah, we do. So what happens is it's really interesting because when there's a Packer game, home Packer game, we get Detroit, we get Lower Michigan, Upper Michigan. We have people flying through. And it's a one-stop shop on the way or on the way back. I would honestly have to say our Chicago, Indiana market is probably the biggest.
Really?
I would say 70% of our business comes from travelers.
Okay.
RVs, campers. I mean, people just, I've had people come in and say, you know what, I'm so glad, you know. They shake your hand and they go, thank you for buying this business. And, you know, you're kind of like, okay. And they say, I've been coming here with my dad since I've been 8 years old.
Wow.
And this guy's 67 years old.
Yeah.
These people, it's a staple for them. These
nice.
People come and it's either an every weekend or even a couple times a year going up to their hunting camp. They stop in and they load up and they just see what's new. And we're changing our inventory all the time.
They come in and they empty their pockets and they leave. It's the perfect business. That's the voice of Randy Klima. He is here tonight to help us make our popcorn pick of the week. Check out his store. He just bought it like less than 2 years ago. Klima's Sequins Cheese and Gifts. It's a great shop. It's like they've got, you got cheese, obviously. I had caramel corn there years ago. I don't know if you still have that. That was great. You've got these look like Elmer Fudd hats. I love those.
The Stormy Cromers, they call them.
Okay.
And, Moccasins,
mustard, horseradish sauce. I know you said summer sandals. Conrad's in the market for a new pair of summer sandals.
Keweenaw jams we get from the UP. That's
what are those?
Keweenaw jams. They're a jam.
Okay.
And it's just a youper, they call it, up north.
Nice.
Trend jam, and people like that style, that flavor, et cetera.
Yeah.
And gift boxes. Christmas gift boxes, cheese gift boxes are huge for us.
Yeah, I bought
November,
a few of those.
December.
I've bought a few of those there over the years. Okay, so you buy this place, Randy.
Right.
What is your favorite thing that the store offers to people to buy? Like, if you were a customer in your own store, what would you say, go for that?
There's so much. You know, I really can't pick one thing. There's so much.
That is so lame. You know, that's like when you go to a job interview, what's your weakness? I work too hard.
Yeah. We change our inventory over so much. We add new things. We have Corinthian wind chimes. We brought in another wind chime company now to compete with it. And I have to say, myself being in the store, what I like personally itself is just the contact with the customers.
Yeah.
The people walk in and they're shopping because they're happy. They want to. Sometimes they don't really even need anything, but
you
kind of
have
something.
To be a people person
awesome.
For a store like that, right?
Awesome.
I mean,
I told my wife every day. I said, "I love going there. I love going there and walking in the store and just saying, you know, this is yours.
That's so cool.
You know, as a painting contractor, you had a job to do. It was A to Z. you bill them, you're done.
Yeah.
No more contact.
You move on.
This, it's nice to see the same people come in over and over again, and they're travelers. And they walk in, they're like, hey, Ren, and you get to know what kind of ice cream they want.
Yeah.
You know, we saw loads of ice cream there.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah. What about local people? Do you get a lot of people just that live in Marinette, Peshtigo, Menominee?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We get a lot. I would honestly say 30 to 40% maybe local. We wish we could get more local, but I don't know. I don't think people know enough of what's inside the front doors of that building to know what we have. We have created, my wife, myself, my family, we've created a lot of people being curious because I bought it.
Right.
And they come in to see what's new. Like I said, my wife's at the hospital and she's talking me up all the time. She's my biggest fan. And, you know, it's just fun.
That's so cool.
It's just a great business. It really
is. That's great. And your wife, Terry, is here.
Yeah.
She wants nothing to do with the radio or the on-air part of it.
Like
she's sitting off in the corner. We'll respect that, Terry.
Yep.
But you sound like a very supportive spouse.
Very supportive, yes.
Okay, so our question tonight, before we get to the pick, I want to ask you one quick thing. What's your biggest, what stresses you out the most, Randy? That's our question tonight on the show.
What stresses me the most?
It could be business related, as I'm sure.
Okay, I would say what stresses me out the most is things are not even or straight or categorized the way I need to have it in a store. Everything to me has to have balance. So labels float forward in a refrigerator. Things have to be balanced. If there's something over here, it has to be balanced over here. So like moccasins, number one. They have to be in a row, even. All the rights have to be out, not lefts and rights. So organization, to me, I think my OCD pops out.
I'm so glad you
said... Admitting I have that, yes.
I'm so glad you said balance and evening out in the store. I thought you were going to get like all philosophical on it and existential here.
No,
like,
no.
Oh, I wasn't prepared for that. All right, so let's do the pick.
Okay.
And then if you don't mind hanging out for a couple minutes, we'll talk a little more about what you're watching and what other good snacks you have there. So we are ready. Ladies and gentlemen, it is our popcorn pick of the week. Randy Klima is here from Klima Sequins Cheese and Gifts in Peshtigo, Wisconsin on Highway 41, and he is prepared to give us his popcorn pick of the week. Conrad, if you please. What is your popcorn pick of the week?
The original Roadhouse, Patrick Swayze.
Oh, I love it. That is the popcorn pick of the week. That's a great one.
They just did a remake.
Okay, and what did you think about the remake?
I liked it.
Did you? Okay.
I liked it, but I still go back to Patrick Swayze
and
him learning to be tough and taking on that bar. Just
I got to tell you,
good show.
I liked like the new one. I was very excited to see, but I liked the original better. I hated every character in the new one.
Yes.
But it was fun.
Agreed.
And the scenery was cool.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this guy killed his friend in the ring. This guy, Conor McGregor, was a nut job. And all these other people, anyway, we'll talk more about that. The popcorn pick of the week is the original Roadhouse, ladies and gentlemen. And we'll be back to talk a little more TV and what you can buy at Randy's Cool Store on Nightlight with Pete Schwab coming up next.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health. Because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic
on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
We are back. Steady Eddie checks in. Oh, I got to get my glasses out. Steady Eddie, I love his texts. They're lengthy. And they're beautiful. Steady Eddie writes, Pete, texting in my impression of a pirate reading an eye chart. Doctor.
Wow.
You know what? We're going to read this when we don't have a guest. This is going to take some doing.
Yeah.
I'm sure Steady Eddie appreciates that. Arr, Steady Eddie. My guest is Randy Klima. He owns Klima's Sequins Gifts and Cheese and Gifts.
There you go.
It's on Highway 41 between Marinette and Peshtigo. If you haven't checked it out, you got to check it out. His popcorn pick of the week is the original Roadhouse. And I love to do that on the show. I like to go back and find movies that we haven't seen for a while. I do every week on our new news magazine show, New Wisco Weekend, I do a classic movie pick, and I went with Midnight Run. And it's great to revisit those movies from the 80s or 90s or even the 70s. You know? So you like the Patrick Swayze one better. I'm with you on that.
Yes.
I was entertained by the new one, but I just didn't think it had the...
Yeah.
I wasn't rooting for people in that movie like I was rooting for Patrick Swayze and his little ragtag team, you know? I don't know.
No, I agree.
I enjoy it. So what's in your store? You've got, we talk about movies and TV here, binge watching TV, one of my favorite pastimes. You have nothing but snacks in your store. Not nothing, but you got merch, you got moccasins, boots, all that kind of stuff. What's a great snack? Let's say you sit down, you or Terry sit down to binge watch a show.
Okay.
What are you bringing home from the store to gnaw on a little bit?
I got to say Palo Popcorn, Wisconsin-based company, Palo Popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Great Lakes chips.
Great
Lakes chips are a hard, hard, crisp chip.
Okay.
Amazing. Awesome. And all of our stuff is Wisconsin-based, totally.
Love it.
We actually have Pelkins Meats in our store. We have Bearcats Salmon. Fresh salmon in the store.
Huh.
So we have everything from Springside fresh cheese curds Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays to multiple cheese spreads, bacon, your original salted taffy.
Oh, yes. I've seen that.
And,
and
incorrigible, our wine selection is out of this world.
You said you have Door County, a lot of products from Door County because you love Door County.
I love Door County too. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and whiskeys, we brought in probably 15 new bourbons.
Oh, wow.
From the previous owner.
You're not going to drink them all yourself, are you?
I love bourbon. In fact, we just did a whiskey tasting last night, actually, at the store.
Oh, nice.
And this will be my second barrel pick. First barrel pick was an eight-year-aged from Driftless Glen. Single batch. And now we just picked an eight-year rye and a bourbon.
Wow.
So we'll be featuring that in the store, too.
You could basically do, between the clothes they have and the food that Randy just listed, you could do your weekly shopping and take the kids there for back-to-school clothes. Conrad, you need some new threads?
I don't know about back-to-school, but...
Come on.
Yeah, he's pretty young, yeah, I think. I'm thinking back-to-school.
So what else do you watch on TV? Let's say you're done at the store.
Okay.
You put everything away. You're cleaned up. It's a long day. Your new business, a career change, which is pretty cool. What are you going home to binge watch, Randy?
Blacklist.
Oh, the James Spader show?
Been watching The Blacklist for a while now.
No kidding.
Just on Netflix.
Yeah.
I don't have time to sit and watch the sequel every single time it's on. But, yeah, we've been binging Blacklist. We like. And then, of course, I look forward to NFL just because it kind of puts me in a slow mode. It's time to settle down and less things to do. And I find excuses to be able to be home Sunday at least for one game. And
that's fantastic. You said you're from Iron Mountain originally. How did you end up in Marinette? And what's the best thing to you about living in Marinette?
I'll back up to, I was raised actually in Racine, Wisconsin, where I served my painting apprenticeship and got my journeyman's card, moved to Iron Mountain in 1992, started a painting business out of my garage.
Wow.
And 33 years now. been a painting contract, still own the company, still paint, still have corporate contracts. And while I was dabbling in real estate for the last 29 years, took on the store.
That's so cool. So, and you live in Marinette now?
Yes.
Okay.
Living in Marinette now permanently about 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah, but been here back and forth, moving my painting business, moving real estate, building a new house, building a new shop, et cetera. So I've been busy for last 10 years, been hustling.
My favorite thing about Marinette is that it's a very easy place to live. It's not easy to get places, like airports, stuff like that.
Correct.
But once you're there, it's pretty, like, even the traffic, there's no traffic. Unless you get behind, like, a factory line of people coming out onto the road, then you're stuck, but or schools. But other than that, it's a great community, great place to live, and I wish you luck on your business. What else? Tell us one more time about the grand opening this weekend.
So the grand opening is Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4.
Okay.
We'll have music. We'll have food. We have lots of sales, lots of 20% off footwear, yard art, et cetera. We're just going to have a fun time, and we're opening up to the public to just maybe come in and see us for the first time, local or travelers, and just enjoy yourself. See what we have.
It's going to be a blast. It's a great store. I've been in there many times myself, folks. Over the years, I always found a reason to go into. At the time, it was just Sequins. Now it's Klima's Sequins Cheese and Gifts. It's a great store, very conveniently located. Highly recommend it. And for Andy's first time on the air, made a great, great movie pick. Can't argue with that. Can't argue with
the original Roadhouse. Thank you.
It's been great having you guys here.
Appreciate it.
Enjoy your night in Green Bay. Be careful.
Oh, yeah.
This is downtown.
Yep. I'm going to take my wife out for dinner now, and then we'll head back.
Oh, yeah. So. Watch the deer. That's my biggest fear, driving back at 8 o'clock at night of the day.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Best of luck with the new business. All right, that's our popcorn pick of the week. It's Roadhouse, folks. Check it out. And we'll have more coming up next. David Desimone is about to join us and talk about the, I don't have my glasses, Conrad, the black. I keep wanting to say, I keep messing it up. It's the Black Point Estate.
Yes.
I keep wanting to say Black Point House, but it's the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva. This is some really cool stuff, folks, coming up next. A little bit spooky, a little Victorian spiritualism, and a really cool piece of property in Lake Geneva with great history. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where lovers dwell, three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We are live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe once again, also covering Vice President Harris's visit to Wisconsin. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with a political scandal in battleground North Carolina. A midnight deadline has come and gone for the Republican candidate for governor there, Mark Robinson, to step down after comments he allegedly made on a pornography website. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe.
In posts dating back to 2008, Robinson called himself a black Nazi, expressed support for reinstating slavery, recounted secretly watching women shower when he was a teenager, and made other lewd comments. comments.
They were uncovered by CNN. Former President Donald Trump will visit the state this weekend. UVA political analyst Larry Sabato.
Trump is depending on North Carolina's 16 electoral votes. He got them in 2016. He got them in 2020. This is a competitive race, and North Carolina is one of the seven swing states.
If he doesn't win a second term in the White House, Mr. Trump told supporters in Washington last night.
In my opinion, the Jewish people would have a lot to do with a loss.
The former president said that if elected, he would yank all federal support from colleges that support pro-Palestinian protests. Kamala Harris opened up to Oprah last night at an event in Michigan.
This movement that is about reminding each other that we have so much more in common than what separates us is so critically important. And this is about the strength of who we are as Americans.
Talk show style sit down was live streamed on social media. The vice president spoke with the family of a pregnant woman. They blamed her death on a delay in medical care related to Georgia's abortion ban. Virtual guests included Meryl Streep and Jennifer Lopez.